Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Girard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Girard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard or call 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And now, here's your host, Gregory Girard.
Truth to you. Oh, baby, This is G Money, the pimp comic, and I want to invite everybody around the world to tell everybody about the radio show, because I do sports and news, I play music in the air, I tell jokes to the listening audience, and I tell stories everywhere. I got enough material to do a three-hour movie or a 30-minute TV show. I'm Las Vegas, the entertainment promoter, and I'm telling you how it goes. But you can find me if you go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard to find my radio show. It's really not hard. You can find me if you pull up 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And we're broadcasting Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 3 to 4:30 p.m. And I want to tell everybody around the world, we need your financial support. So go to Cash App and pull up the username, The Pimp Comic. That's THEPIMPCOMIC. And we appreciate your financial contributions to the project. Thank you.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/GregoryGerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
This is Las Vegas and everybody around the world. This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2023. So welcome, everybody, to Monday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I want to do the G Money Sports Report. Let's talk Major League Baseball. So let's talk sports.
Take me out to the ball game. Take me out with the crowd.
Buy me some peanuts, some crack.
Some crack?
Buy me some peanuts, some crack.
Some crack?
Buy me some peanuts, some crack.
Some crack? You want to get some crack? Okay, that sounds good.
I don't care if we never get back.
Let me root for the home
team. All right, DJ, let's hear about the baseball, the standings for the baseball league, and let's talk about the National League first. Let's talk about the three divisions in the National League, the Eastern Division, the Central Division, and the Western Division. So I think we'll start with what? You want to start Eastern or Western Division first?
All right, in the National League East, the Atlanta Braves are on top with 50 wins, followed by the Miami Marlins. Third place, it's the Philadelphia Phillies. In fourth place, it's the New York Mets. And in fifth place, it's the Washington Nationals. In the National League Central, the Cincinnati Reds are on top, followed by the Milwaukee Brewers, the Chicago Cubs, the Pittsburgh Pirates, and in last or fifth place, it's the St. Louis Cardinals. And in the National League West, the Arizona Diamondbacks are on top, followed by the San Francisco Giants, the LA Dodgers, San Diego Padres, and the Colorado Rockies. In the American League East, Tampa Bay Rays are on top, followed by the Baltimore Orioles. The New York Yankees are in third, Toronto Blue Jays in fourth, and the Boston Red Sox are in fifth. In the American League Central, the Minnesota Twins are on top, followed by the Cleveland Guardians. Third place, it's the Detroit Tigers. In fourth place, it's the Chicago White Sox. And in fifth place, the Kansas City Royals. And in the American League West, the Texas Rangers are on top, followed by the Houston Astros. In third place, it's the California Angels. In fourth place, the Seattle Mariners. And in fifth place, the Oakland A's. And that's the standings for Major League Baseball.
Well, all right. Major League Baseball had some good games this weekend. I saw Baltimore beat somebody this weekend. I was trying to get to the sports book so that I could see the games on TV live in the sports book, but I didn't make it. We had some complications here in my hotel, so we didn't make it out. But I listened to some of the games on TV, so it was okay. All right, well, let's go to basketball, the WNBA basketball season, and let's see what's going on in the WNBA. With the Eastern Conference first, let's talk about what's going on in the East.
In the Eastern Conference, the Connecticut Sun is in first place, followed by the New York Liberty in second place. The Washington Mystics are in third place. The Atlanta Dream is in fourth place. The Indiana Fever is in fifth place. And the Chicago Sky is in sixth place. In the Western Conference, the Las Vegas Aces are in first place, followed by the LA Sparks in second place. The Dallas Wings are in third place, followed by the Seattle Storm in fourth place. The Minnesota Lynx are in fifth place. And in sixth place, it's the Phoenix Mercury. And those are the standings for the WNBA at this point in their season.
All righty. Well, I wanted to bet on the Las Vegas Aces this weekend, but again, I didn't make it to the sports book to put in any bets, so I got to wait and see what happens on Thursday night, because that's when the Las Vegas Aces play again. And I'm hoping that they're going to win, because that was the bet I was going to put down if I would have made it to the sports book. So I'm trying to follow the Las Vegas Aces, because that's Las Vegas, the women's basketball team. And they are the defending world champion in the WNBA. So I'm trying to follow the Las Vegas team, because I want to be with a winner this year. And we just won in hockey. The Las Vegas Golden Knights won the hockey season. So they won the Stanley Cup for the first time in 8 years. They've been in the league, and they've been playing for 8 years. And they finally won the division and then won the whole tournament, the whole Stanley Cup. So we give a shout out to the Las Vegas Golden Knights. Give them a congratulations for them to finally finish on top of the league. They've been having good years, but they've been finishing second and third place every year. They haven't been able to win the trophy, but this year they put it down. So they are the defending, they'll be the defending champion when the season starts for the Las Vegas Golden Knights. When they play next year, they will be the defending world champion that will be playing to defend their title. So go Las Vegas, go and do what you do, fellas. Golden Knights and Las Vegas Golden Aces. All right, we want to see you have another winning season. All right, well, that's G-Money Sports Report for today, the 25th of June, 2023. All right. Well, that's G-Money Sports Report for today. So let's take a commercial break, and we'll be back for more of the show and some music in a minute.
When I first got to Vegas, my girlfriend, which is Snoop's auntie, she had gotten word that Snoop was performing in concert. So I didn't know at the time, but the AVN, the Adult Video Network, was holding a convention in Las Vegas for all the porno stars. And they had a concert, which was the Pimp and Players Ball, and Snoop was the special guest. So we went to the concert, and we were standing up front by the stage, and Snoop came out and performed and was doing his show, and he broke out a blunt, and he lit the blunt on stage and then passed it to me, and I turned and looked at all of the cameras in the audience, and I saw it was on all of the TV screens in the room, so I was the star right then and there.
Motherfuckers on the planet Earth talk that hard bullshit, cause that's all they worth. I've been there, I've done that. You got guns, yo, I got straps. A million motherfuckers on the planet Earth talk that hard bullshit, cause that's all they worth. No question, it's all about the DOE. So if money is the root, I want the whole damn tree. Ain't trying to stick around for Illuminati. Got to buy my own island by the year 2G. Since way back, I've been collecting my fee with the 48 tracks in the MIC. Got a palace in the hills overlooking the sea. It's worth 8, but I only paid 5.3 worldwide. Like the triple beam I slide. Listening to your demo in the stretch limo. It's how I ride. Cartel style, boss back to the max now. $1 million smile, niggas wonder how. Dre day every day. Trips to Montego Bay with more chips than Rito-Lay. Floss jewels in attire. Ain't nothing flyer, straight or illegal. It's still the root of all evil. Cause I've been there and done that. Yo, you got guns? Hey, yo, I got straps. You see a million motherfuckers on the planet Earth talk that hard bullshit, cause that's all they worth, huh? I've been there and done that. You got guns? Hey, yo, I got straps. A million motherfuckers on the planet Earth talk that hard bullshit, cause that's all they worth. Young Black Rockefeller, hella Swiss and mozzarella. Pocket sweller, getting money like a bank teller. Cause a fool and his dough soon split. So when you come across a fool, get all that you can get. Ladies, get your paper too. Don't expect for no man to support you. Keep it true, cause most niggas are race hoes. That's out for the pesos. My woman's independent, making dough by the caseloads. I'ma keep building, make a killing. Get back, relax, and grow old with my millions. That's where it's at. You got drama, I got the gat, but we both black. So I don't wanna lay you flat. Instead, let's get paper wallets, paper to get. Private jet, 600 coupes that I run best. I'm living on another level that y'all ain't been yet. Spend a meal, no sweat, water the lawn with no wet. Been there, done that. Yo, you got guns, and yo, I got straps. You see a million motherfuckers on the planet Earth talk that hard bullshit, cause that's all they worth. You know I've been there, and done that. Yo, you got guns, well then I got straps. You see a million motherfuckers on the planet Earth talk that hard bullshit, cause that's all they worth. This is for the millionaires. Throw a stack in the air and watch niggas start plotting. Bitches start to stare, cause game is money and money is game. And broke niggas make the 4-5 flame with no shame. Now many people die over these dead green guys. Ignorance and greed take their ass by surprise. It's the root of all evil and sins. Yet and still it makes the world go around like my 20-inch rims. Moolah, y'all. Platinum plaques cover my walls. Grinded diamond shining without one flaw. Get the cash, the brass, the ass and bounce. Luciano in all amounts. That's all that counts, cause I've been there and done that. Yo, you got guns, but then I got straps. See a million motherfuckers on the planet Earth talk that hard bullshit, cause that's all they worth. You know I've been there and done that. You got guns, and yo, I got straps. You see a million motherfuckers on the planet Earth talk that hard bullshit, cause that's all they worth.
That's right. All these people out here talking about who they are, what they got, it don't even matter. Been there, done that. As long as you're true to yourself, gotta be true to yourself. I was always told, if you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything. Yeah, that's right. The aftermath, beating up on your eardrums. Gotta say what's up to King T and my man National, they up in here. Gotta say what's up to Chris the Glove, G-L-O-V-E. Yeah, that's how it goes down. Yeah, this is how we coming. Yeah, this is how we coming, y'all. You know what, I've been there and done that. You got guns, yo, I got straps. See a million motherfuckers on the planet Earth. Talk that hard bullshit, cause that's all they worth. You know I've been there and done that. Yo, you got guns, I got straps. You see a million motherfuckers on the planet Earth. Talk that hard bullshit, cause that's all they worth.
You know, I was teaching school in Compton, and I had some black kids, and I had some white kids, and some Indian kids, and some Asian kids, then I had some Mexicans. So I need to find out if everybody could speak English, because otherwise I had to send them to a bilingual class. I got up and I asked them, I said, if you're dumb as a rock and you're stupid as hell, stand up. And the kids were talking among themselves, and then one kid stood up. And I said, Michael, did you understand what I asked you? And he said, yeah. You said, if you're dumb as a rock and you're stupid as hell, stand up. And I said, okay, well, if you understood what I'm saying, then why are you standing? He said, well, teacher, I didn't want you to be standing by yourself.
Everybody around the world, G-Money presents a new project called Exercise and Entertainment. Facebook Live, and it'll start at 1:30 and end at 2:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And I want you to listen to G-Money to exercise and improve your upper body strength and improve your health. And it's available to people of all ages, all around the world. We ask everybody around the world to support the project and go to Cash App and pull up the username, The Pimp Comic. And we ask that you support it financially so that we can pay the bills. I greatly appreciate your financial support, and we look forward to seeing you Monday through Friday. Facebook Live. We'll talk to you then. Thank you.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G-Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet,
and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2023. So welcome, everybody, to Monday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory's Stories. Well, I'm G-Money, the pimp comic, and I have a few stories and jokes to start the week off with. I wrote a book, and they said the book was boring, and they put the book on the Braille reading list, and they said blind people were reading the book, and their fingers were going to sleep. Woo! All right. Why does a bear wear a big fur coat? You don't know? You don't know? Because he'd look really silly wearing a sweater. Why did the homeless turtle cross the road? You don't know? You don't know? Because he had to go to the Shell station. Woo! There were three men that were working on a high-rise building. They were putting windows in on the 55th floor of the high-rise. And they stopped to take a lunch break. So they were sitting on the edge of the 51st floor. And they pulled out their lunch pails. And an Italian guy looked at his lunch and he said, man, if I have another lasagna for lunch, I'm going to throw myself off the building and I'm going to kill myself. So he checked his lunch and he had lasagna again for lunch. And he jumped off the building and killed himself. And then it was the Spanish guy that was sitting next to him, and he said, well, if I have burritos and tacos today for lunch, I'm going to kill myself. And he looked in his lunch, and he had burritos and tacos for lunch, and he threw himself off the building and killed himself. And then it was the Polish dude that was sitting up there with him, and he said, if he has a Polish sausage for lunch, he's going to kill himself. And he looked in his lunch, and he had a Polish sausage for lunch, and he jumped off the building and killed himself. So since all three men worked together and they died together, they had their funerals together. And the wives were at the funeral, and they were crying, and they were saying, oh, I miss my husband. I can't believe he killed himself. Oh, and the Italian wife was crying, and she said, I can't believe my husband killed himself over his lunch. All he had to do was tell me he wanted something different, and he didn't have to kill himself. Oh, no, I can't believe he killed himself over his lunch. So she was crying and talking about she missed her husband. And then a Spanish lady was crying, and she said she can't believe her husband killed himself over his lunch because he had asked her to fix him something different, and she fixed him some burritos and tacos with some different kind of meat in the taco and in the burrito. But I guess that wasn't good enough, so the husband saw the taco and burrito, and he killed himself. He threw himself off the building and killed himself. And then the Polish guy had killed himself because he checked his lunch and he found out that he had a Polish sausage, and he had told his wife he wanted something different. So he killed himself. And the wives were all crying, and each one of them was upset that their husband had killed himself. And they were crying, and they were each saying they missed their husband because their husbands were bringing the checks home to them, and now they're missing the money, and they're not able to pay all the bills and do all the shopping that they had been used to and everything. And the wives were all crying and stuff, and they looked over at the Polish wife, and she wasn't crying. She was upset because her husband had killed himself. But she said, my husband was a good husband. He worked with the kids, and he was a good father to the kids. And I can't really believe that he killed himself over his lunch. And the other wives were saying, but you're not crying. You're not upset. You're not mad that your husband killed himself over his lunch. And she said, no, my husband, I'm not the reason that he killed himself over his lunch, because he fixed his own lunch. I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and if you didn't know, now you know. All right, there was somebody that donated a limousine to the convent at the Catholic elementary school I went to, and they put the limousine, parked it on in the garage of their convent, and it was in the garage for about a year. But the nuns never drove the limousine. And then one day, the mother superior, the oldest nun in the convent, she decided she wanted to take the limousine out for a ride. And she asked the other nuns if any of them had driver's license to drive the limo. And the nuns looked at each other and said, no, sister, we gave up ownership of any property, and we don't own anything, and we definitely don't own a license to drive a car, because we gave up ownership of all property. And the nun, Mother Superior, was the oldest nun at the convent, and she said, well, it's all right, I have a license, I will drive. So they got in the car and they drove around. And they went downtown L.A. to the poor district of L.A. where they had all of the missions and so forth, downtown L.A. And they got out and they were preaching the word of God to all the homeless people and all the poor people that were living in the missions and stuff. And then they fed all of the people that were hungry, that hadn't eaten. So they barbecued and they fixed food for all of the homeless people that were living in the homeless area. And they fed all of the homeless people. And then they donated clothes to all of the poor people that needed clothes. So they did all of that for that whole day. And they talked to the people and they spread the word of God to all of the homeless people. And then they got in the limousine at the end of the day and they drove back to the convent. And they got on the highway and they were driving on the highway. And the highway patrol stopped the limousine on the highway, and he pulled over the nun that was driving, and the highway patrolman went to the door and knocked on the window, and she rolled the window down, and he said, sister, do you know why I stopped you? And she said, no, officer, sir, I'm going the speed limit. See over there, it says 91 miles an hour. And the officer said, that's not the speed limit. That's the highway you're on. You're on Highway 91. And sister said, oh, I didn't know. So then he went to the back and he knocked on the window and the back door, on the back door of the limousine. And the sisters rolled the window down, and they were all strapped in a seatbelt, and they were hugging each other, and they were shaking, and they were all nervous, and they were sweating, and some of the nuns were crying, and one of the nuns said, thank you, officer, for stopping us because sister was driving real fast. She was driving 215 on the 215. Woo! I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic. And if you didn't know, now you know. All right. Well, I want to play a song. I want a song to play that we haven't played in a while. How about Drop the Brick for the listening audience? And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
I went inside at the bus stop waiting for my ride to go home. And these two girls walked by me, and they said, well, why don't you come with us? One girl was tall and dark-skinned, and the other girl was light-skinned, but she was beautiful. So I'm walking home with them. And I get to the house, and I ask the real pretty one, I said, where do you live? You don't look like you're from around here. And she says, no, I go to school in Lakewood, and I'm in the 11th grade. And I said, you're in the 11th grade? So why are you out here with her at 2 o'clock? And the other girl says, well, I'm teaching her how to work the streets. And I said, oh, okay, that sounds good.
Twelve guys gone live. 12 bricks. 12 guys gone live. And I handed each brother a brick. I got a piece of string tied into the brick. Twelve guys, twelve bricks. And then I made them pull their pants down. And I tied the end of the string to their penis. 12 guys, 12 bricks.
Yeah. Right.
Blindfolded each brother. So they couldn't see what was going on. And I stood them at the edge of my stairs, and I told them, on the count of three, drop the brick.
Yeah.
Drop the brick. But they're thinking when they drop the brick, he's gonna pull their penis off. 12 guys, 12 bricks. 12 guys, 12 bricks. Drop the brick.
Yeah.
drop the brick. 12 guys, 12 bricks. No, big brother, we don't want to drop the brick. No, big brother. And they were shaking, and they were sweating, and they were crying. No, big brother. So I gave them to the count of three. So I gave them to the count of three. And then we said, drop the brick. Drop the brick. Drop the brick. And they dropped the brick. Yeah. I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic. And if you didn't know, now you know. And all the young fathers out there that didn't know what they were doing, they had no dick control, and they ended up having the baby. Well, shit like that happened, you know. And like a lot of the guys I know, they say, it ain't my baby. That wasn't my baby. But, yes, it was your baby. You're the one that put your dick in the situation. So you got to deal with it. Now you get daddy present on Father's Day. Even though you may not be a good father, at least you pay child support. And if you don't, you should be. So pay it and don't complain about it. And take care of your kids because you made them. They didn't ask to be here. And if you take good care of them, they will be good citizens. So look after your kids. And thank your daddy for putting that nut in there to get you here.
And we looked up and the blood had gone all the way to the top of the arena.
Big Mouth Productions and G-House Media presents.
I hate being wet. In fact, I get mad when I gotta take a shower.
The one you've been waiting for.
And when we finish with the front side, I'll turn you over and do the back.
G-Money, the teacher from the streets.
And I was like, a DUI? How did I get a DUI?
G-Money, the pimp comic.
I like crack. Boy, crack is the shit.
You don't want to sleep on this one.
I had been drinking, so I was feeling no pain, and I was driving.
G-Money, the pimp comic and teacher from the streets, coming soon to a liquor store near you. You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2023. So welcome, everybody, to Monday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory's Stories. Well, I'm G Money, the pimp comic, and I have a few more jokes to share with you on this Monday show as we get everything started with a bunch of jokes and some rocking and rolling. Okay,
If big-breasted women work at Hooters, where do one-legged women work? You don't know? You don't know? She works at the IHOP, and her name is Eileen. I lean to the left, I lean to the right. Eileen serves breakfast, lunch, and dinner all day and all night. Woo! There were two men in the jungle, and they were taking pictures of the animals in the jungle. They were taking pictures of the lions and the tigers and the elephants and the giraffes, and they were taking pictures of the monkeys and the birds and the trees and taking pictures of the snakes on the ground. And they ran into a bear, and one man bent down and took his boots off and put his tennis shoes on and tied them up real tight. And the other man said, "What are you doing, man? You know you can't outrun no bear." And the other man looked at him and said, "I'll run a bear. I just need to outrun your ass." Woo! All right. There were two men sitting in the jungle, and they were sitting under a tree, and one man was reading the newspaper, and the other man was typing vigorously on a typewriter, and a lion showed up and ate the man that was reading the newspaper under the tree. And then he left, and he left the man typing on the typewriter alone. I guess meat eaters know that Reader's Digest and writers cramp. Woo! All right, the last joke for this section. Well, I got two more jokes. The other joke, one joke is early in the morning, late at night, two dead boys got up to fight back to back. They faced each other, drew their swords, and shot each other. The deaf policeman heard the noise and came and shot the two dead boys. And if you don't believe this tale is true, ask the blind man, because he saw it too. Woo! Okay, last joke for this section. There was a man that bought 600 acres of farmland, and he was out tilling the soil and working on the farmland, getting it ready to produce some crops for the upcoming farming season. And after he finished his tilling of the soil and he worked for that whole day, then he went and sat down on his porch, which was facing the west, so he could sit on the porch and watch the sunset in the west. So he was sitting on the porch and he was drinking his beers. And while he was entertaining himself, just watching the sunset and drinking the beer and relaxing from a hard day of working on the land, a truck came down the highway, turned onto his property, and then drove up to his front door. And the man got out the truck and said, "Howdy, neighbor. My name is Bob, and I'm coming to welcome you to the neighborhood." And the farmer was like, "Well, thank you, Bob. That's really courteous of you to come and welcome me to the neighborhood, because nobody else has said anything to me. So thank you for coming." And Bob said, "Well, I wanted to be the first one to welcome you to the neighborhood, and I'm going to have a party at my house in your honor. So I want to invite you to my house to a party." And the farmer said, "Well, that's nice. I really appreciate that. Okay, well, what's going to happen at your party?" And Bob said, "Oh, it's going to be a lot of drinking and smoking, and it'll be some fucking and some fighting. Oh, we'll have a grand time. It'll be a good time. And he said, oh, okay. Well, what's the dress code for the party? Because I want to dress. I don't want to be outdressed, or I don't want to stand out for being in the party. And the farmers and the Bob said, well, it really doesn't matter, because it's just going to be me and you at the party. Woo! I'm serious. Okay. I'm G Money, the pimp comic, and if you didn't know, now you know. Okay. Well, let's play another song. Let's play Skating. My skating song. Skating, twisting and turning and doing full splits. I was fancy skating. That's the name of the song. Fancy skating. And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
So she says, I want to take $300 to my sister in Henderson. So she goes out and catches the bus to Henderson. And I don't see her again until like 10 o'clock the next morning. And she comes in and she throws some money on the bed for me. And I'm like, okay. And she gets in the bed because she's sleepy. But I get up and I go pay for the room. And we're smoking, and she goes to sleep. And then it's Thanksgiving, so we order pizza for Thanksgiving. And then, like about 11 o'clock at night, you know, he goes through his prep where he shaves and he puts his makeup on and he does his hair and he gets dressed in his little white outfit and he goes out.
You know, I used to date this girl named Desiree, and I'd go and sit on her front porch with her. Well, one day, I decided that I wanted us to go to the skating rink. And her mother said, yeah, all right, just don't have her out too late. And I said, no, we're going for the evening skating. Man, I could move, and I could groove, and I could skate, and I could twist, and I could do a full flip. Oh, man, I was fancy as hell. When I got on the skate floor, I could do it all. And we went into the skate rink, and she could skate pretty good, but I was a real good skater. So I was getting on the floor, and I was skating backwards, and I was skating forwards, and I was speed skating. And I had fun skating with her, and it was really nice. Man, I could move, and I could groove, and I could skate, and I could twist, and I could do a full flip. Oh, man, I was fancy as hell. When I got on the skate floor, I could do it all. So we would go every week, and I was getting real fancy on the skate, and she was getting pretty good. She could skate forward, and she could skate backwards a little bit. So when they changed the music, and we were skating forward, then I was fancy skating. Man, I could move, and I could groove, and I could skate, and I could twist, and I could do a full flip.
my comedy album is going to be a big hit. So get your checkbooks ready. Get your credit cards ready and order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents, so everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2023. So welcome, everybody, to Monday's radio show as we get the week started with some real interesting jokes and stories for your listening pleasure. So sit back and put your feet up and put your head back and relax as we have a story to share with you that I wrote for your listening pleasure. So put your feet up, put your head back and relax as we bring you a very interesting story from the time in my life. And we'll be back for more of the show and for the birthday recognition in a minute.
You know, I was a teacher in Compton School District. I was teaching 6th grade at Bunch Middle School, but I was also the athletic coach. I coached boys football, flag football. I coached girls basketball, and I coached boys baseball. Well, during football season, the second year I was coaching, the biggest guy on my football team ended up being my quarterback. He should have been a blocker on the offensive line, but I didn't have anybody else to throw the football. So he was the only one that could throw the football, and so he was my quarterback. Well, one of the girls from my basketball team came out, and she told me she wanted to play on the football team. Well, I told her, look, this is flag football, and you are too chesty to be playing flag football, because I know you're going to be running around with the football, and guys will be trying to touch you and grab you, and with you being as healthy as you are, you're going to get mad, and you're going to want to fight with these boys. And so I'd rather avoid the situation of you getting in fights with the boys from the other teams at the other schools. So I wouldn't let her be the quarterback on my team, even though I'm sure she would have been a good player. But basketball season, I was in my classroom after we finished the practice, and she was leaning over my desk, and she was talking to me, and the janitor at the school came in, and he was cleaning my chalkboards and he was sweeping up the floor, and he walked up behind her, and he started grinding on her butt. And I was sitting at the desk, and I was looking at him, and he was like about 35 years old, and he was grinding on this little 13 and 14-year-old girl. She couldn't have been more than 13 or 14. She was in the eighth grade. And I told him, I said, man, don't do that in front of me. Come on now, give it a break. You got a daughter her age. And imagine the janitors at her school grinding on her behind when she bent over. I know you wouldn't like that at all. And he said, hell no, I'd be mad as a mother. And I said, right. So don't be grinding on this girl. Pretend like this is your daughter. So back up. And he backed up and he went about his business. Well, the same day, I had the girls' basketball team in my classroom, and they had a girl that was the manager. She didn't even play on the basketball team. She just traveled with us, and she kept the stats for the girls in the basketball game. And she was talking to the girls, talking about she had a good day at gym. And I told her, I said, what do you mean you had a good day at gym? The teachers are coming to me telling me I need to punish you at my basketball practice because you don't even dress for gym. So how did you have a good day at gym? And she said, well, you want to know what I did? You want to really know what I did? And I was like, I don't know if I want to know this, but go ahead, tell me anyway, what did you do? And she said, well, all of the boys on your football team, I lined them up one by one, and I was checking to see who had the biggest dick. And I said, you what? She said, yeah, I went and grabbed a handful of dick on each one of the boys to see who had the biggest dick. And I said, oh, God, I knew I didn't want to hear this. And she said, you want to know who had the biggest one? And I'm like, no, I don't want to know. Don't tell me anything else. Get away from me. Go back to the girls. And she went back and was talking with the girls, and she finished her story. So I never heard who had the biggest one. So baseball season came around, and I was out at the field at baseball practice with my boys. And the girls' baseball coach came to me with one of the girls from my basketball team and one of the players from my football team. And he said, you need to talk to these two, and you need to call their parents and tell on them. Because I caught them on the side of the bungalow doing something. And I said, what were they doing? And he said, the girl was sucking his dick. And I said, what? And I asked her, I said, what are you doing sucking his dick? Is he your boyfriend? And she said, no, I don't even like him. And I said, well, why are you sucking his dick then if you don't even like him? And she said, well, because he said his dick was too big to fit in my mouth, and I wanted to prove him wrong. And I said, oh, so you let him put his dick in your mouth to prove that he could fit his dick in your mouth? And she said, yeah, that's what I was doing. And I said, oh, God, you girls are just too much for me. I can't handle it. Oh, and you know what? I used to think that I wanted to have sisters. And if my sisters were half as wild as my eighth grade girls were, I think I would have been bald a long time ago. I would have been pulling my hair out because they were a handful.
But that's the end of the story for today. Oh, man, my eighth grade girls were a handful. And then the next year, somebody else took over my girls' basketball team, and I got transferred to a new school where I had some more girls that would come into my room and talk to me. And I had teachers that would run the girls out of my classroom. And they said that they were protecting me from getting into any trouble. And I said, I know what I'm doing. My doors are open and my windows are open. So I'm not in here by myself with these girls. I know what I'm doing. So stop trying to mess with my business, because I want my girls to be able to come to me and talk to me if they have problems. Because I'm their teacher, and I admire the fact that they want to come and talk to me. So don't mess that up. And I got rid of the teachers that were coming in and interfering with the girls coming to my class to talk to me, to tell me stuff. So I told the teachers, get out of my classroom and leave my girls alone. Now, I was a favorite of a lot of my students because I could relate to them. You know, I knew what they were going through and how times were hard on the streets and how they were trying to fit in and be popular on campus and stuff. I knew all of that. So I could sit and I could talk to them and I could help them get through their situation. But, you know, I always had teachers that felt like they knew what was best for me and for my students, and they always came in and interfered when I had girls come into my class to tell me their situation and their problems. And the teachers would come in there and run them out. And I'd tell the teachers, look, stay out of my business. I know what I'm doing. And I got my doors open. I got my windows open. So I'm not in the classroom by myself with these girls. So nobody can say I'm in there doing stuff with these girls. I'm not. So stay out of my business and leave my students alone. And that was the word on the street. I told the teachers that. And from then on, they didn't bother me. They let me be Jay, and I was the kids' favorite teacher for the 20 years that I taught in Compton Unified School District. I had kids come to me all the time with their problems and their situations, and I gave them the best advice I could because I was always there for them.
To hear the entire story, go to storytimewithgmoney.com. That's storytimewithgmoney.com.
I'm
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is Gene Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory Stories. But I need to take a time out for a second to talk to my DJ. So, DJ, play a song while we talk. I got to tell you some stuff, and I need you to play a song. Play something long, like Divine Nine or The Mac is Back or Old School Flow. Play something like that so I can tell you what I got to tell you. '65, that's where I reside. '65 is where I reside. Big O, I want the girl to know. '65 is where I reside. I woke up Monday morning, rise and shine. I got dressed and went outside to my Mustang 65. That's my ride. And I rolled on. I went to Long Beach. I was walking on the strand. I saw this beautiful girl laying suntan on the sand. Ooh-wee! The girl was so fine. She blew my mind. She had yellow skin. I walked up to her. And to my surprise, I saw she had slanted eyes. Ooh-wee! The girl was so fine, she blew my mind. I asked her where she was from. She said she's from Japan. She comes to America, cause it's a free land. Ooh-wee, I agree with you, girl. I wanna take you to South Central LA. Walk this way to my Mustang 65. That's my ride. And we rolled on. We went to L.A., South Central L.A. I went to 65. That's where I reside. 65 is where I reside. Big O, I want the girls to know. 65 is where I reside. We walked in the house and went to the bedroom. He started acting like the bride and groom. Ooh-wee, the girl was so fine, she blew my mind. He started screaming and hollering all night long. He let me know that I couldn't do no wrong. In the morning, we rise and shine. We got up and got dressed and went outside to my Mustang 65. That's my ride. And we rode on. We went to a Japanese restaurant and we walked in the door and went to the counter to order our food. And then I went and sat down at a booth. Ooh-wee, ooh-wee. And the Asian women kind of smiled at me. And they looked and they bowed at me. And I bowed back. They bowed at me again because they knew I was the Mac. My friend brought the food to my table. And she asked me if I needed anything else. And I said, no, girl, sit down and let's eat. So we ate our food, and we had a lot of fun. We talked and we laughed and we had a good time. And she said, I gotta go, cause my sister's gonna be looking for me. And I said, you're right, don't you know? So we got up and we walked outside to my Mustang 65, that's my ride. And we rode on. We went back to Long Beach, back to the Strand. I dropped her off and kissed her in the mouth. And I said, I had a good time. She said, I did too. We got to do this again real soon. And I rode on. I was riding through Compton, through the hood. I went down the street in the hood. And I saw a girl. She was black and shiny like a black steel. Ooh-wee, she was so fine. She blew my mind. I walked up to her and asked her her name. She said, I'm Darlene. And I found her, said, that's good. And she said, I'm in the neighborhood. And I said, I want to take you to South Central L.A. to where I live, so we can go and play. 6-5 is where I reside. 6-5 is where I reside. 6-0, I want the girl to know. 6-5 is where I reside. So we went to the Mustang 65, that's my ride, and we rolled on. We came to the house, we went in the door, we went to the bedroom, and she got in the bed, and we acted like newlyweds. Ooh-wee, the girl was so fine, she blew my mind. She started screaming and hollering all night long. She let me know that I could do no wrong. Ooh-wee, she was so fine, she blew my mind. We went to sleep and woke up in the morning, rise and shine. We got up and got dressed and went outside to my Mustang 65, that's my ride, and we rode on. I took her back to Compton. I drove through the hood. I dropped her off on the street and I kissed her in the mouth and I said I had a good time. She said she did too. We got to do this again real soon. And I rode on. I went to the Manhattan Beach and I was walking on the Strand. I saw this white girl, she was suntanning on the sand. Ooh-wee, the girl was so fine, she blew my mind. I walked up to her, and I asked her what she do. She said, I do hair, and I teach school. I said, ooh-wee, me too. So I told her I wanted to take her to South Central L.A. Go to my ride, my Mustang 65, that's my ride. And we rode on. We ended up in South Central L.A., 65, that's where I reside. 65 is where I reside. 6-0, I want the girls to know, 65 is where I reside. So we walked in the door. And she laid on the floor, and I started humping like I never did before. Ooh-wee, the girl was so fine. Blonde hair was flowing all over the box. Oh, yeah, she was so fine. She blew my mind. She started screaming, hollering all night long. She let me know that I couldn't do no wrong. And then we went to sleep and woke, got up in the morning,
rise and shine. We got up and got dressed and went outside to my Mustang 65. That's my ride. And we rode on. I took the back to Manhattan Beach, back to the Strand. I kissed her in the mouth, and I said I had a good time. She said she did too. We got to do this again real soon. And I rolled off back to South Central L.A. to 65. That's where I reside. 65 is where I reside. Take oh. I want the girls to know 65 is where I reside. I walked in the door with a big smile on my face. I had a good time this weekend in this place. I was happy. I had a good time in my place in 65 where I reside. I'm G-Money, the pimp comic. If you don't know, you better ask somebody. I'm G-Money, the pimp comic. I rock and roll. I rock and roll with the soul all night. I'm G-Money, the pimp comic. If you don't know, now you know.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? Well, it's time to end our Monday radio show. It's been a real blast putting this show together for your entertainment pleasure. We've had a lot of jokes and we played a lot of music and we've really had a good time with today's show. And it's Monday, so it's the first show of the week and we plan to bring you a couple more really good shows this week because next weekend is 4th of July weekend and we want to have a great time while we share some stories with you and share some jokes with you. It's going to be a real good week that we have planned scheduled for you. So now it's time for us to recognize all of the fan club members and the people that are following the radio show. It's time for us to recognize their birthdays. So DJ Papa D, can we play the birthday song and then recognize those that are celebrating their birthday for this Monday, the 25th of June? And we'll be back for the birthday listing in a minute.
Put another candle on my birthday cake. We're gonna bake a birthday cake. Put another candle on my birthday cake. I'm another year old today. I'm gonna have a party with my birthday cake.
Well, right here are the birthdays for today, June 26, 2023. Happy birthday to Big D Dwayne, or Big D Wayne. Happy birthday to Grand Grand. Happy birthday to Veronica Lutton Walker. Happy birthday to Shanti Poston. Happy birthday to Russell Kirkman. Happy birthday to Oneki Dafe. Happy birthday to Devin Dykes. Happy birthday to Loretta Palmer. Happy birthday to Dion Lynn. Happy birthday to Christian Roker, or Christopher Roker. Happy birthday to Eric Pitt. Happy birthday, Chris Phillips. And last but not least, happy birthday to Valisa Higgins Mercadel. That's it for the birthdays. So we just want to wish everyone a happy birthday who's celebrating today, June
26, 2023. Well, all right. Happy birthday to everybody that's celebrating their birthday today. We want to wish God to bless you and look over you on your special day. And I hope you have friends and family that come and share with you a birthday dinner at your house, because it's so nice when you have friends around, because I forgot what the joke is that I was going to say. I still forgot it. It ain't no party if the homie can't have none. That ain't the joke, but I messed it up. But anyway, something like that. It ain't no fun if the homie can't have none, or something like that. But anyway, happy birthday to everybody that's celebrating their birthday, and I hope God blesses you on your special day and gives you a lot of gifts and presents for the birthday people that come to your house to celebrate your birthday with you. I hope it's a great time and you have a great birthday afternoon and birthday evening. And I hope today's celebration has been a good day for you. And I want you to have a good day today and a better day tomorrow. Because I'm G Money and I want to wish you well. So, without further ado, I'm going to sing my birthday song for you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. And may you have many, many, many more. Yeah, have a good day today and a better day tomorrow. And may your celebration be great and full of glory and full of God's blessing on your birthday. May you have all of the grace that the good Lord can provide for you. And we'll see you on tomorrow's radio show. We'll see you on the air on Tuesday on our radio show. So have a good birthday this evening, and we'll be back on the air with you tomorrow. So without further ado, I want to wish you a happy birthday, and I want to say, let us pray. I'm talking to you as Reverend G. Money, because I've read in the Bible that it says if two or more people come together in my name, I will be there. Well, I hope we had more than two people praying with me so that God could be in our midst and help us get through this situation. because only God can stop this virus, since we're not smart enough to stop it ourselves. So I want to take my platform, take my radio show, and I want to use this opportunity so that we can pray to God. I think we should have prayer, and all of the listeners can join me in prayer. And I pray that God gives me the words and the wisdom to say the right thing and gives me the knowledge to impress everybody with my wisdom and have the Holy Spirit bless me at this time. In the name of God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, I pray to you that you come down and you dissolve this virus that's affecting everybody around the world. I ask that you stop the death and the dying, and you stop the machine guns and the killing on the planet, and you stop the burials and the wars that are going on the planet. I ask that you come in and you interrupt the devil for what he's trying to do to the earth. I ask that you stop the virus and slow down or eliminate all the deaths from the virus in the United States and around the world. I ask you, Lord, that you take control of the school district so that they do the right thing, so that kids don't go to school and infect their teachers and infect other students with the virus, the ones that have the virus, or the ones that don't even know if they have the virus, but they're going to school and being in crowded classrooms anyway. Lord, I ask you to stop all the prejudice and all the gun violence in the world, that we can stop people from killing each other, that we can interrupt all of the hate and the prejudice on the planet, that we can stop the wars on the planet, and that we can live in peace and harmony, that black and white and Asians and Mexicans and Indians can all get along, because we're all in this place together and we are living for the purpose of trying to be good citizens. And we ask that you bless us with your graces and stop all of the violence and get rid of all of the evil that the devil is presenting to the planet. And you pray for our president, because we really didn't know what we were doing when we elected Donald Trump as president. He's really turning out to be an idiot. And we need to have some real leadership in this time of pandemic affairs. So I ask you, Lord, in the name of God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, I ask you to bless us and save us from all of the ignorance that's bestowed upon us on this planet. And I also want to pray that we get the cure for the virus. Lord Jesus, I ask you, since you are the Savior of the world, to continue to bless us and look over us and look after us as we are doing the best we can to exist on this planet together among each other. For thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory is yours, now and forever. And in your name, I said, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord God on high, Amen. Whoa, I was hitting that weed and it was good.
Joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.